Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are at Max's Swing Lounge, Springfield, Massachusetts. Roadshow number one, fourth roadshow season. Coming up, we'll get to the news with Courtney in about 20 minutes or so. And then weekly wrap-up in sports, and that's wrap with an R, with Acrobatic at about 8:30 this morning. And,
boy, straight fire.
Really?
Fire.
His best one yet?
I mean, not. They were all good, but this one's a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
They're all good, but this one's
dead. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't rank them. If I had a, I have to go back and listen to them a couple times before
it's
I rank
like
them.
Like your kids.
Yeah. I love them in different ways.
Right.
8:30 is when we will get to that. We're about to get to guest leads, so if you have a guest lead, line yourself up. We have a couple things left on They Said It, though. Shime, where are we going next on They Said It?
Well, Greg, let's go to my guy, Drake May, who spoke to the media for the first time since the end of last season yesterday. And he was asked about the Will Campbell pick. And every time Will Campbell talks, Drake May gets excited.
Yeah, you know, listen to it live. I mean, man, that just gets you going, gets your juices going. I think it makes you want to go out there and play football now. So, you know, pumped that, you know, we picked Will, and we got a chance to meet him when he came in and flew in on Friday. So, you know, pumped to get things going. And obviously, you know, that seems like a football player. That's what you want around here.
I heard almost all of that with Drake May yesterday, and I feel like he's a guy who, you know, you lost David Andrews. You were spot on Joe Cardona,
yep,
that they were going to part ways with Joe Cardona. I feel like Drake May is a guy who's going to be a good leader,
mm-hmm,
on that football team, because, you know, you're kind of a whole new regime here. And you got guys who can be leaders and change the vibe down there, Curtis.
Yeah, well, I heard Karin on with the afternoons yesterday, and he talked about the mixed messaging Drake May had last offseason, where he arrived and he was told to sort of sit back and learn from Jacoby Brissett. And then in camp, he was told to compete. Then he won the job, and then he was forced to then sit
and
behind Brissett.
Get it.
And he's like, Tom basically said that Vrabel, and without saying it, the intimation was that Vrabel and Drake May have been on the same page and heading into camp together.
So. Yeah, like, hey, here's the keys, Drake. Drive the car. And that's what you have to do with your franchise quarterback. Like, you got to, like – and I get that part of that might be – and I don't know, it depends on what side you fall on, but part of that is like, all right, let's remove Joe Milton from the situation because we don't want any headache or any potential
– I think that was all fake.
And it could be. I said, depending on what you side, percolating over there. Drake May, this is your car to drive. You ain't got the guy behind you is the backup. He's only there if you get hurt and that kind of thing. And that's what I think you're seeing with this football team.
I also like that Drake May is never too high and never too low in front of the media. But everything we hear about his teammates is that he's fiery in the locker room, that mm-hmm, he talks trash now. Like, he seems like he boasts good confidence. He's not cocky, but it's a good confidence balance. And that's what they need in that locker room. But I hope he learned enough from guys like David Andrews, guys like Joe Cardona, because it's a younger team now.
Yeah,
I would also say
with a new head coach.
I saw Bedard on social media, and he's not a great reporter, so take it for what it's worth. But he said he's just really
Joe
hot.
Milton. Nobody liked Joe Milton,
right? Like, yeah, okay, right. If that's true, whoever's telling Bedard that, you're a dink.
Okay, and, but you got a little bit of that, I think, from Drake May yesterday when he said, "Glad he." I think I'm paraphrasing, but glad Joe Milton has a chance to go somewhere and be a backup. So I thought,
right.
I thought,
savage,
you know, I'm not sure they had a great relationship.
Of course they didn't.
Yeah,
and that's great, but it's like, I don't know. Like, he's here for an entire season. We don't hear word one about Joe Milton, except for Ken saying you can't trade him for 5 number one picks.
Right.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden he leaves, and it's like we got the axe murderer out of the building.
You know, because they want to take a chance to go hopefully be a backup. And
because they want to take away from Drake May potentially having a diva mentality, and he forced him up out of there. So they make it seem like, well, Joe Milton was the issue walking around going, hey, I'm going to start. I'm going to be the starter. I'm competing. So they make it look that way because that's a cleaner way to look. He's the bad guy in Dallas versus – well, Drake May, he's like, hey, get rid of this guy behind me because
Curtis is right. We would have known that during the season.
No, that's what I'm saying. But that's why I'm with Curtis. I don't believe the reports of Joe Milton being an issue.
Yeah, or that Drake May's a diva.
Yeah,
I heard that Mac Jones was a diva.
Yeah, I don't. I think what Vrabel wanted to do, which it's good that you should do when it comes to the quarterback position, because only one guy can play. That's it. One guy. This rotation quarterbacks doesn't work at any level. Only one guy could play. And what Vrabel did is said, listen, you're the number 3 overall pick. Here's what we're doing. We're giving you the keys with nobody potentially breathing down your shoulders, behind you. Yeah. So I love that Vrabel did that.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, Greg, the Lakers are officially out of the playoffs, and J.J. Redick continues to be J.J. Redick. Here's what he said about what his team needs to do for next season, and he may or may not be calling out specific players on his team.
The work that's required in an offseason to be in championship shape, and you know we have a ways to go as a roster, and certainly there are individuals we're in phenomenal shape. There's certainly other ones that could have been in better shape. That's where my mind goes immediately is you know, we have to get in championship shape.
Hey, Luca, get your fat ass in shape, man.
I mean, you know what Luca is. Like, they knew what he doesn't.
Right.
He doesn't
play defense.
He doesn't play any defense. No. And he was in good shape.
He's a legitimate top of the league offensive scorer, but he don't play no defense. Yeah. So, like, you got to know that with him, and you got to build a team that maybe can help in other areas that can play defense and pick it up on that side of the court.
Kurtspiracy?
Ooh.
There are some people that are saying maybe Nico Harrison traded him to the Lakers and only picked that team because this type of team the Lakers are would out Luka as being not very good defensively.
Oh, and I see what you're saying.
Maybe they wanted to put him on blast. I don't buy it, yeah. But...
I can't touch any of the Luka conspiracies after what happened to the Lakers, but I think...
No, never give up on your dream.
Okay, I will. I think it was Adam Silver.
I see what you're saying, Courtney. So we all look at Nico Harrison as a moron,
right.
But now we start to see Luka in L.A.
Some cracks.
And maybe, like, oh, he don't play defense, he don't get into shape,
yeah.
And...
Yeah.
So,
all right, is that it, Shime?
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, thank you very much. All right, guest leads. We are at Max's Swing Lounge here in Springfield. And on the microphone, it is Ken Laird, the travel agent, and we got some guest leads. Guys, this is your moment. This is your moment to shine, in addition to Hill Notes, which we will play back at 9:20. But step right up, sir. Good morning.
Yo,
hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We're here.
Hi.
What up? Springfield.
What up, Springfield? What's your name?
You know my name, Greg.
Just remind me.
Stone Diggs.
Well, I mean, for the
it's your
audience.
Boy, Stone Diggs.
Right there. Oh,
it's your boy, Stone Diggs.
Okay.
Twitch.
Stone Diggs.
Twitch in the house.
You guys know me from the Twitch.
Okay.
What up?
All right.
All right. So my lead.
Yeah.
Let me see. Where was I going to start? Oh, yeah. Shime, how many dumps I got before Greg Stard has to pay the fine out of his own pocket?
Please, none. I would like to not have to flex that finger today.
I wasn't there last night, but I heard you were pretty lit.
What, Eamon was?
That's what I heard.
Oh, really?
Oh, my.
Oh, I missed that. All right.
So, hey, we got to talk about Jackson's salary.
Yeah.
Guy's planning a wedding.
Yeah.
He's eating $1.50 hot dogs.
Yeah.
Doesn't spend a dollar on food other than $1.50.
Yeah.
And then I just saw him eating a cannoli out of the trash outside. Like a stanza.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was on the top. That's why. So.
Yeah. Next thing, he'll be at Echelon waiting for Greg to throw his trash every night so he can get his leftovers.
I mean, the man is, like everybody else, is an important part of the radio show.
So
and
give him a raise.
But I defer on this kind of thing to the big boss, Mike Mike Thomas. He's right over there.
Throwing him right under the bus. So
if you want more money, it's Mike Thomas, that guy right there.
That's his whole wedding is going to be faux everything. Right. It's going to be everything. He's going to have flowers. Right. You won't even be able to eat the cake. It's going to be a faux cake. He'll say, hey, don't eat that. You know?
Big Jack's dad got to step in like Dion or something like that.
Yeah. Ken told me Jackson was overpaid last night.
Oh, he did? Oh, really? Oh, yes. Wow. Yeah. All right.
Jackson's the best.
Coco, I hate to do this, but I got to go to the Cumberbund.
Yeah. Okay.
I wasn't sure if Santo was at an event or on his way to fight a bull.
Oh, well, I mean, right. I think it's handsome.
Conquer some Spanish country or something.
Yep. He's a saint.
I love you, Coco.
Yeah, love you.
You're awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
You could call him Conquista de Torres.
Yeah, he would like Josh.
Whoa.
Chime is going to hate
I just
that.
Had a heart attack.
Oh,
Greg, see what you've started.
I'm sweating.
Sick.
Did you dump out of that?
Yes, of course
I
did.
Comedy club.
Yeah.
Amateur night.
All right. Any further guest leads, please?
Hard to follow that one.
Please, I swear. Please do not swear.
Yeah, no. Do not. Do not. You got to keep.
Swear.
Don't swear. Don't swear.
That was going to be a tough one. That was going to be a tough one to.
Put your beer down.
Yeah,
that one's gonna be a tough one to follow.
Beer club.
You are?
I am Dan Monty Mac in Twitch.
All right.
Just don't know really what to say. I'm not that great of a public speaker, so I'll just kiss your asses and say, Wiggy, thank you for everything, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Greg, you're awesome. Greg Hill Foundation is great. Courtney, you're great too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Curtis, you and I don't always see eye to eye on everything, but hey, you know. I appreciate you. I love Pudge's Pals, and I do like the James pictures, just so you know.
All right, very good. Well done. You did a good job.
And Monty Mac is not going to give himself enough credit. He handed me this last break, and he made it himself.
Really?
Yeah, so very talented. Thank you.
And to our Twitchers, Twitch fam, everybody, great to see you. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
There you go.
So what is it?
It's a rose made out of like silver, and he etched in it and made it so that you can kind of make the leaves go everywhere.
It's on the back. It says, "I want to turn your bones into a soup that I can," which is very nice.
No,
okay,
we're not making serial killer jokes right now.
Okay, all right.
Is that a poison rejoin?
What do we have? One more.
Every rose.
As its thorn.
I want to take your bone.
Jackson here with another life jam.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Zombie. What's up, everybody?
Zombie.
What's up?
I wanted to go with more of a Jackson style lead.
Yeah.
Just because I always do a sports lead. So, gentlemen, if you are in a relationship and it's new, okay, us husbands, we already know this. If your woman tells you she wants you to hop in the shower with her, don't do it. Don't do it, because you will find out real quick. The temperature of the water is equal to that of the actual sun. Okay? And you will walk out of the shower looking like Two-Face from Batman. Don't do it. It's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Save yourself the trouble.
It is. Right. That is such a good lead, because I don't know what it is between men and women. You guys can't take hot water.
Yeah, we don't want the shower to be 90 degrees.
We don't want lava water.
Why? Yeah. It feels so good on your muscles.
Here's the thing. Sometimes when the house is 70 degrees, you guys are freezing, and then when it's 71, you're sweating.
Yeah.
So we can't figure it out, but you guys have a very unique...
I will say the water is warm when Jordan draws a bath for Bill.
Yes.
This is true.
Yes. All right.
Thank you, guys. Love
Zombie,
you guys. You're the best.
Round of applause.
You're
the best. Love it. Guest leads. We are in Springfield, and it is Roadshow number one, and we will be right back with Courtney in today's news.